89.5.
You're live with Chris on Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zona Beach Club. Life is better on the beach, and we're about to get a whole lot more musical in the studio here because we are joined by our good friend, Paulette Wilkinson from BISP, and also two very talented young ladies, Lily Jane and India. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, of course, we know you, Paulette, because you're always coming in here talking about all the best things happening at BISP. And I have to say, I'm always so impressed by not only your choice, but the ambition with the musicals that you choose. Some directors kind of go for something a bit more easy or safe when it comes to young productions for younger people, but you go all like Oklahoma, Hairspray. You don't mess around.
Oh no, you got to aim high.
Yeah. So this is you guys are doing Hairspray the musical.
We are,
and
mm-hmm.
it's starting on Monday, April 1st, which yes. is not an April Fool's Day joke.
Absolutely not. Okay. We start at 6 o'clock.
So. Okay, so it's yeah. after yeah. the brunt of it. Yeah. Okay, and it's running from April 1st until April 3rd.
Yes.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And our two lovely ladies here, Lily Jane and India, you guys are actually more familiar to our audience than they may know because you actually sing regularly on our radio station as well.
We do.
Well, yeah. I mean, I accompany her, but
yeah.
yes.
And she plays the violin as well, so she is also like a soloist.
That's yeah. very exciting. So obviously, Paulette, you got some very talented young ladies here in your production.
Yeah,
so
we have some very talented young men in it too, well, which is just as well.
And if you're keeping true to the original, I imagine one very talented man is actually playing a very talented woman.
Yeah, we actually have two talented men playing that role because we've got a dual cast. We have some of the roles, we have a younger cast, mm-hmm. And they do two performances, and then we have an older cast for some of the roles. So, like India here, mm-hmm. who are you playing, India?
I'm playing Penny Pingleton, who's like Tracy's best friend, the main character's best friend, and I do share the role with this really, really sweet little girl. And I've actually learned so much from her, which is insane. But yeah.
And then Lily Jane here.
I'm playing Velma Von Tussle. Basically, I'm the producer of the Corny Collins show where all the dancing goes on, and I'm technically the villain. I'll do basically anything I can to stop Tracy from getting her place on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Well, very, very cool to be stepping into these roles. And have you seen the film version as well?
Of course, so many times.
So probably yeah. feels pretty big shoes to be stepping into, considering it's Michelle Pfeiffer and Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. So how do you guys feel about the production? Are you ready to for opening night?
I mean,
we're so excited.
We're insanely excited. I'm not sure. I mean, I would say we're pretty ready.
Yeah.
I think we're so ready. We talk about it all the time about how we can't wait until we start because we've been practicing it for so long, since January, I think. Mm-hmm. And like, we see like the show slowly getting together and everybody really like slowly starting to get better and better. And it's just to the point where like we just really want to share it to everybody and we want to perform it because mm-hmm. it's just amazing. Yeah. It's going to be great.
And at the moment, everyone in the cast, they're what's going on in their head is just like a CD of the Hairspray on our play.
I can't go to sleep at night. all I think of is Hairspray.
And I wake up in the night singing the song. We need to get it performed.
Well, I feel like it'd be pretty hard, given the soundtrack, to not wake up in the morning and just go, "Good morning, Baltimore." It's right there.
Well, yes.
Your cast is feeling good, Paulette. How are you? Let's you and me break it down.
Okay.
How are they doing? Are they okay?
They are really doing well. They're really good. Yes, you are, guys. Yeah. We got... I mean, the cast is students from year 7 right up to year 13, so it's a whole range of the school. And like India said, we've got younger students who are really pulling out the hat. They're really doing well. And then, you know, our older guys like these two who we expect to be stars, and they are stars.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So this is the first time. This is a big deal for me. It's the first time I've ever had any of Paulette's cast in the studio with me.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask, how is she as a director?
Please.
No, Miss Wilkinson is really supportive. Yeah. Anytime any of us need extra help on our songs or we're not feeling like sure of what we're doing, she'll always offer to like meet us at break times or at lunch times or even after school just to work extra hard on the songs.
And she'll do anything in her ability to like help us get through what we need to get through.
Yeah.
I haven't paid them a penny. But I'm the musical director, not the director of the stage director, as it were, is our head of drama, Miss Norman, Emily Norman. So she, you know, it's always a joint effort. There's lots of us involved in this. One of the other music teachers, she's organised all the costumes.
Wow.
And we haven't seen them yet, but we've seen bits. We've not seen them collectively, and that's why we're really excited about Sunday, because that's the dress rehearsal, and that's when we'll get to see everybody together.
That must have been quite the feat to try and find 1960s American fashion in 2019 in Phuket, Thailand.
Well, she came up with drawings and ideas of how she wanted it to look, and we've got some really good tailors, and they've made
they've actually made them.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
and some of the another of the teachers and a couple of the students made the fat suits. So we've got all those. So, you know, Tracy's going to look like a portly young lady.
Yes.
As she showed up. And we needed fat suits for the guys playing Edna.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah. So, we're ready to roll.
That's so exciting. So, happening on the 1st until the 3rd. So, how are the shows? Because I know you kind of stagger them sometimes for the different audiences and the age groups. So, when are the show times?
Well, we're doing one in school for the junior school students, which will be our younger cast on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the first evening performance will be the older cast, 6 o'clock on Monday. And then 6 o'clock on Tuesday will be the younger cast again, and that will be their final show as lead roles. But they're also in the chorus. Everybody's in the chorus.
Oh, okay.
So everybody's there every day. It's just they've got to remember that some days they're doing this and some days they're doing that. And they're fantastic at remembering. I have no idea what's going on. They just do such a good job. And then the final night is the older cast. Because for some of them, it will be like their final performance. We don't normally have year 13s in the musical, but we have got two fabulous year 13s in it this time. So Motormouth Maybelle's been played by a year 13, and one of our Seaweeds is also a year 13.
So this is their swan song.
It's definitely their swan song, yes. But they're going to go out with a bang.
That's so exciting. And so the tickets are only 250 baht, too,
Not very much at all.
Ridiculously. If you have been to theater anywhere in the world, you know that, you know, even a small theater would be like 4,000 baht. So this is a really great deal to see a fantastic show. I mean, Hairspray, it's just one of those musicals that it's classic, it's fun, it's got a lot of great music in it. And
it's got fantastic songs
in it. And the costumes, like the fat, it's just fun. It's a fun musical.
Yeah. No, you'll have a laugh.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And how about the two of you? Are you bringing a bunch of people to come and check you out in the performance?
We're trying our hardest. Sometimes it does take a bit of persuasion, but in the end, we usually get quite a few people.
Even the people in our year who are really unmusical, don't enjoy watching theater because they don't like sitting down and staying the whole time, they always end up coming because we have those persuasions. Mm.
Yeah.
And they like to see their, you know, their friends in different roles. And there are a few students who are definitely coming out of their comfort zone to go and be on the stage. And so their friends come and genuinely support them, which is really nice.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. It's great to have. But I always hear about BISP. You know, it's just such a communal vibe amongst the students and the teachers, which is very different from my high school experience. So you guys got it pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think they realize how lucky they are until they're in the big bad world.
Yeah. You know all those high school movies you watch on TV? It's true. They're terrible. it's horrible. No, I'm kidding. So if people want to get tickets, they can do so, obviously, at the CIS office, at BISP. Mm-hmm. Do you do pre-sales, or is it more like at the door? How are you doing this?
I think pre-sales would be better. certainly for Wednesday night, because I don't think there'll be many seats left for At the Door.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. All right, yeah. So if you want to go check out Hairspray featuring the lovely and talented Lily Jane and India, amongst many other students, and the current child of Paulette, I'm the current theater child. I know you have biological children as well. Who would be very upset hearing that. But it's happening on the 1st of April until the 3rd of April. And tickets are only 250 baht for adults or 100 baht for children. So absolutely steal. And how often do you get to see good theater in Phuket? You know, you got to take this opportunity while you can.
Absolutely, yeah.
Paulette, thank you so much for coming in today. And thanks for bringing some of the cast so they can interrogate them as well. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.